Consulting is as ancient as human innovation itself. Picture a prehistoric wanderer showing a tribesman how to craft better spearheads in exchange for food and shelter. This fundamental transaction, improving someone's condition for value received, remains unchanged despite our technological evolution. Today's successful consultant isn't just selling time or expertise, they're delivering transformation. While countless professionals claim the title consultant, only about 200,000 true consultants exist in the U.S., perhaps 400,000 globally, with just 20% earning high six- or seven-figure incomes. What separates them from the rest? They operate at the powerful intersection of valuable content expertise, transferable processes, and trust with buyers. They're not contractors completing assigned tasks, they're peers to economic buyers who collaboratively create solutions based on value, not hours. One consultant I know transformed from making $500,000 while working constantly to generating $2.5 million with five subcontractors, a two-year pipeline, and 12 weeks of vacation annually. This isn't just financial success, it's freedom. Contrary to popular belief, successful consulting doesn't require fancy offices or staff. Alan Weiss runs a $2.5 million business with zero employees. When starting, proper incorporation, ideally a subchapter S corporation, is essential. It protects personal assets, enables independent borrowing, creates tax advantages, and allows work with major clients. Making $250,000 as a consultant can equal $350,000 in traditional employment when business expenses are properly structured. While legal structure matters, physical infrastructure often doesn't. Most client work happens at their locations, and avoiding a modest office saved Weiss $450,000 over 21 years, exactly what his children's education cost. Instead of hiring staff, master efficient task management, delegate to outsource specialists, shift administrative work to clients, and hire hourly help only when necessary. What you can't outsource is emotional support. Without backing from family and friends, consultants struggle with three common challenges: fear of risk, time demands, and balancing dual careers. Remember, I can always make another dollar, but I can't make another minute. Charging by the hour is consultants' biggest mistake, creating an ethical conflict where efficiency hurts you and inefficiency rewards you. Instead, base fees on value, both objective, profit, market share, and subjective, stress reduction, reputation. Speed adds tremendous value by extending benefit periods and reducing disruption. The ideal formula combines tangible benefits, which can be annualized, intangible benefits, emotional impact, and peripheral benefits to create at least a 10-to-1 return on investment. Beyond raising fees, reducing labor intensity is crucial because wealth equals discretionary time. This means working only with economic buyers who can say yes, streamlining delivery, using client resources for administration, outsourcing backroom work, and leveraging subcontractors for specialized expertise. Before any proposal, establish conceptual agreement on three elements: objectives, business outcomes, never inputs, measures of success, clear progress indicators, and value, total impact. Skip this step and risk missed sales, smaller engagements, or implementations without practical results. Marketing consulting means providing value and building relationships, not selling. While social media creates noise with limited benefit for consultants, blogging, 3+ times weekly, better showcases your expertise. Limit social media to 30 minutes daily. View client relationships as journeys along an accelerant curve, where clients progress through increasingly intimate, higher-fee services, from free downloads to exclusive offerings. Your services should range from competitive to proprietary, culminating in your personal vault of high-value offerings. Three factors drive clients forward: trust development, absence of chasms between service levels, and bounce factors that propel advancement. Your brand should uniformly express quality until your name becomes your strongest brand. For sole practitioners, center the brand on yourself. For businesses meant to be sold, focus on the company. Successful consultants continuously evolve. 2/3 to 3/4 of Weiss's current income comes from products and services developed within the past 3 years. Want proposals that get accepted every time? The secret is in the preparation, not just writing. Many consulting firms mistakenly focus on proposal volume rather than acceptance rate. Success begins by finding and establishing trust with the economic buyer, the person who can approve your fees. Position yourself as a peer through professional appearance, quality accessories, and industry knowledge. Always create definitive next steps with specific dates. Effective proposals are concise, about 2.5 pages, with 9 essential components: situation appraisal, objectives, measures of success, value, methodology and options, timing, joint accountabilities, terms and conditions, and acceptance. Never suggest phases requiring multiple buying decisions. Instead, offer options that build upon each other. Send a hard copy via FedEx alongside any electronic version to facilitate signing. Create a specific review time rather than allowing vague follow-up commitments. Include invoices for each option to accelerate acceptance. When buyers want to involve others, remind them that strategic decisions belong to the economic buyer alone. For price negotiations, offer discounts for advance payment or negotiate terms rather than fees. Never fold on price. If discussing fee instead of value, you've lost control. Implementation thrives when the buyer champions the project, leading from the front rather than directing from afar. Watch for 2 major threats: scope creep, client expanding beyond original parameters, and scope seep, consultant expanding work without adjusting agreements or fees. When clients request work outside scope, offer clear options: charge separately, create a new proposal, or defer until project completion. All consulting engagements must eventually end. Formal disengagements reduce risks, decrease labor intensity, and free you from marketing and self-development. When concluding, meet personally with your buyer. Avoid elaborate presentations, bring a confidential executive summary, and include recommendations for building on progress. Healthy consulting practices maintain about 80% repeat business and 20% new business. Don't passively wait for clients to request more work. Actively plan for it across multiple categories. When seeking testimonials, be strategic but assertive. Prepare your buyer early, provide various options, written testimonials, videos, references, endorsements, and consider sources beyond just your primary contact. Professional consultants must balance organizational needs with ethical conduct. A cardinal rule: difficult prospects inevitably become worse clients. Walk away when prospects show disrespect through lateness, cancellations, or interruptions, regardless of compensation. Decline business that conflicts with your values, demands excessive work, involves products you don't believe in, or misaligns with your strengths. George Merck's philosophy, "Do good and good will follow," exemplifies alignment between core and operating values. Plan your practice departure early. Life balance isn't a 50-50 split. It's about fulfillment across one integrated life. True wealth is discretionary time, with money as fuel. Fulfillment comes from using your diverse talents daily across all aspects of life. The consulting profession advances when successful practitioners share knowledge. While management trends constantly cycle, re-engineering, lean, quality circles, the fundamental consulting transaction remains: improving client conditions for agreed payment. There's no need to retire, only to evolve. Shape your future deliberately, as the default path leads to dissatisfaction. Consulting transcends business. It's a noble calling that transforms organizations and enriches lives. Are you ready to answer that call?